Welcome to Time Management Radio. I'm Catherine McKinnon, a Harvard Business School executive coach, time management expert, speaker, and author of Triple Your Time Today, a bestseller in its category on Amazon, in Kindle, and paperback. Time Management Radio focuses on all areas of time management and productivity and offers advice to transform every area of your life, all expanding on one truth. It's not how much time you have that matters. What matters most is how you spend the time you have. I've dedicated the last 20 years as an executive coach helping executives and business owners change the way they spend their time so they can live more productive, balanced lives. If you're looking for a trusted mentor to show you how to reduce the chaos and stress, boost your energy, and improve your productivity so you can get your best work done, I can help you solve these issues. You can find me at katherine-mckinnon.com. That's katherine-mckinnon for personal or corporate executive coaching, speaking, and online time management products. And you can also find this podcast and future shows on iTunes. And when you subscribe to my e-zine at www.katherine-mckinnon.com. I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and contact me at support@katherine-mckinnon.com. If you're being pulled away in too many different directions, it can be difficult to know what to tackle first so you can focus on your true priorities and start making room for the things that will really help you do your best work, improve your productivity in your job, create more balance in your life, or move your business forward. If you're like many executives and business owners I know, you may have too many priorities. Taking on too much and then not know where to begin as tasks and responsibilities pile up can leave you feeling burned out, overwhelmed, and unsure of the right steps to take to achieve your goals. To accomplish what you set out to do and sort through your priorities so that you can get the right work done, start by creating a roadmap for yourself and a plan of action by following these six simple steps. Identify your goals. I know it may sound simple, but it's important to list all your short-term and long-term goals. What's most important for you to accomplish today, this week, within the next 3 or 6 months, and the next year? List at least three goals in each category. Plan for the week ahead. Take that list and your calendar for the week ahead and block out time for all the goals, the tasks, and the activities that you plan to accomplish for the week and the time you think it will take you to complete each one. Now, this might take you a few minutes to do, but it's an important planning step for the week ahead. And then once you start to map out your plan for the week, you'll start to see that you probably don't have enough hours in the week to accomplish everything on your list. So what do? Choose how you will spend your time. Notice all the time you've blocked out for activities that aren't related to your goals. And then go back and identify the activities that are directly related to the goals you set. You're going to have to start prioritizing what's most important and how you really want to spend your time during the week. And that means you'll have to make some hard choices with your time and focus on what's most important to accomplish. If you need help categorizing your priorities, ask yourself these questions. What's really urgent and important on this list? What's not urgent but still important? What's urgent and not important? And what's not urgent and not important? The activities that are not related to your goals, are not urgent, or are not particularly important are the ones that you can either eliminate altogether or put off to some future point. Put the activities that are not related to your goals on a separate list. Some of these might be urgent, but not important. You can still do these tasks during your lunch break, non-working hours, the weekend, or at some point in the future. Or you may want to get help from somebody else or hire someone to do the tasks that you don't enjoy doing, you don't have time for, that you're not as skilled at, or that may take you longer to accomplish than you anticipated. Take your remaining goals that are urgent and important and prioritize them from most to least urgent. These are the ones you need to complete this week. And then create an action plan for how you're going to accomplish those goals over the coming days. Create action steps for each of your goals with times assigned to each step. Now, I know it's going to be an estimate, but just do your best. And add these action steps into your calendar. This is your weekly action plan. Make a commitment to spending your time completing these activities. These are your priorities. Review how you spent your time. At the end of the week, review your calendar and compare it to how you actually spent your time. Were you realistic with the number of activities that you took on and your time estimates? Did you accomplish some short-term goals and spread out the work so you could start to take steps to achieve your long-term goals? Did you get distracted or did you procrastinate on something? Did you spend too much time on social media, doing email or talking to coworkers? Did you allow others to interrupt you or control your calendar? Did you spend too much time responding to requests from others? Did you take on work that others could have done just as well? What got in your way? What distracted you? What stopped you from reaching your goals? And how much time did you waste on activities that were not related to your goals? Some of these are important tasks, and they also need to get done. Just maybe not today, maybe not by you, or not during working hours. Your workday should be devoted to monetizing your business or improving your productivity in your job to reach the goals you set for yourself or others set for you, to build your skills and help your company grow and move forward. Remember, how you choose to spend your time is up to you, and effective time management is a learned process that you can get good at over time with practice. Celebrate success. As you accomplish your goals each day, no matter how large or small, notice the progress you're making and celebrate your newfound productivity and your success. And repeat the process. Once you organize your time this way, repeat this process so that it becomes a new time management system or habit. Focusing on your goals in this way with a calendar to keep you focused and accountable makes it easier to say no to the things that are not related to your goals, because suddenly you don't have time for all that extra stuff that gets in the way. You can now see that you have a choice to stick to your goals or make time for things that are not as urgent and not important. The same activities that can throw your life off balance and into overwhelm. This process will help you learn how to establish structure and boundaries with your time, prioritize your goals, organize your work week, and create a clear plan of action to break free from the issues that can keep you stuck and overwhelmed. And now that you've identified your goals, you've prioritized them, and you've given yourself the space to accomplish what's most important, go ahead and put them into action this week. And let me know how it works for you. If you've listened to this show before, you know I firmly believe that successful time management is a skill anyone can learn. If you liked what you heard today and you want more tips and techniques to improve your time management skills and stay productive every day, then check out my best-selling book in its category on Amazon, Triple Your Time Today. It includes dozens of tips and easy techniques for making the most out of your day so you can stay focused and productive, boost your energy, and accomplish your best work. Or if you're ready to make a lasting change in the way you spend your time, but you need a trusted mentor to personally guide you, help you stay accountable, and show you how, then contact me at support@katherine-mckinnon.com to talk about developing a customized plan for personal one-on-one executive coaching or to discuss corporate training and speaking for your team. Let me help you break free from unproductive habits, help you focus on your goals and stay on track. I have a proven approach to solving lifelong productivity issues that bring successful results every time. I can help you overcome the stress and chaos in your life so you can get more done with your time, reach your goals, feel good about yourself, and create the balance you deserve in your work and life. But don't take my word for it. Go to www.katherine-mckinnon.com. Sign up for my e-zine and look at the testimonials from satisfied clients who've worked with me for over 20 years. Thank you for listening to Time Management Radio. If you like this show, share it with your friends and colleagues. And join me next time for easy ways to save time so you can be more productive every day.